Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talking Brick with Mayor John Ducey.
Hello, everybody. It's Mayor Ducey. Sorry about the little problem there at the beginning. Had some technical difficulties on this end. But thank you for tuning in. The phones are open, so if anybody wants to call and ask a question or share any thoughts at all, please call. The number is 347-426-3543. And again, it could be on any topic. We've had some funny topics in the past. Whatever it is you might want to ask about or talk about, that's fine. It's just open airways. As always, I'd like to make a few announcements at the beginning. I want to remind everybody to register to vote. This is a presidential election year, and to be eligible, you must be registered by October 18th. And you can register to vote right here at the Township Clerk's office. And they will be open until 8 o'clock on October 18th to accept last-minute registrations. But there's no reason at all to wait that long. Anytime, Monday through Friday, between the hours of 9 and 4, come on in and register to vote. It's a big election year, and you must be at least 18 years old at the time of the election. So even if you're 17, but you turn 18 before Election Day, you can still register to vote. This weekend is the annual craft fair and town yard sale at Windward Beach. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on this Saturday, September 24th. It's free to attend, and there's going to be all sorts of vendors. There's the craft part of it and the town yard sale part of it. So please support that. And it's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday, September 24th. To let everybody know, the last day of the Brick Farmers Market is going to be Saturday, October 1st. The Brick Farmers Market is always at Windward Beach. It was another great season, and we're looking forward to next year. We hope that this becomes a permanent summer tradition and that it keeps getting bigger and better. One big piece of news is that next year we are going to be extending the hours. We had many, many requests that 9 to 12 is not long enough. A lot of people have sports or other commitments on Saturday mornings. So we will be extending the hours. So it'll be 9 until some point in the afternoon. But please come out the last day for the farmers market, Saturday, October 1st. And as usual, it's always at Windward Beach, and it's from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock p.m. Please come out to Bricks Fall Fest. It takes place on Saturday, October 15th, also at Windward Beach. It's from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We really changed it. In the past, with the last couple of years, we had an event called Bricktoberfest. A lot of people thought that there was going to be a lot more German food and German beer and German theme, and there really wasn't. So this year we've changed the name. We've actually changed the concept. So it's going to be called Fall Fest. Everybody knows Summerfest. Summerfest, very, very popular, and we're just moving over to the next season, which is fall. So we're calling it Fall Fest. It's October 15th at Windward Beach from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The highlight this year is the food trucks, and going to listen to all these different food trucks that are definitely going to be there. They are Romano's Disco Fries, The Outslider, Amanda's Bananas, Good Food Equals Good Mood, Lala's Puerto Rican Kitchen, Madame Pearl's Liege Waffles, The Mindful Cafe, Whitecap's Coastal Creamery, Tony Roanne's Gourmet Gallery, Girardi's Kebabs, My Four Sons Korean Fusion, The Tacoholics, Kona Ice, Natuno, Daisy's Taste of Cuba. And so there's a bunch of different trucks and a bunch of different styles of food. So come on out. It's October 15th. In addition, we are going to have a beer and wine garden. And the beer and wine garden is actually going to be the entirety of where the event takes place. So the entire sand area and the entire grass lawn. And the reason why we're able to do that, normally at Summerfest, everybody knows that you have this little section that you have to stay in. And that's because most of Summerfest is at night after the sun goes down, whereas the Fall Fest is going to be during daylight hours, and we also want to have people be able to have their beer and wine as they go from food truck to food truck for different pairings. So it's the entire area is going to be one giant beer and wine garden. There's also going to be bouncy castles for the kids to jump around in. There's going to be fire pits on the sand surrounded by chairs so everybody can just enjoy the time sitting on the sand with your feet in the sand and have a nice warm fire pit in front of you. And there's going to be a bunch of games and contests and much more. There is going to be a hay maze. There's going to be a dress the scarecrow contest. There's going to be a hula hoop contest the computer clubs bring in where you have old computers and you're throwing hula hoops around it. There's a lot of different fundraisers for a lot of our high school clubs and middle school clubs. So please come out, support the cause, and just have a really, really fun day. And best of all, the night will close with a fireworks show. So, you know, normally we're used to seeing fireworks at 9:15 at night. This is going to be fireworks at right after the Fall Fest is over. So we're talking 6:30, and that's because it gets darker earlier and earlier. So fireworks show, and it's going to be fall-themed fireworks, which is going to be something different. So there's going to be a lot of oranges and purples, and there's going to be ground fireworks in the shapes of witches and bats and things like that. So come on out and check out the show. Fall Fest is free to attend. Please visit the Township Facebook page and join the event so you can invite your friends and loved ones. Just a reminder, please call in any questions at all. It's 347-426-3543. And again, any topic at all that you want to discuss here today. keep on going with the announcements until we get our first call. Our annual Trunk or Treat will be held on Friday, October 21st. It's at the Drum Point Sports Complex. For this event, residents and local businesses volunteer to decorate their cars, trucks, or vans. They bring them over to the sports complex, and we hand out candy. The more vehicles we get, the better. So please consider joining the fun and decorating your car. There will be trophies for the best decorations for the cars, so try to come up with something really clever. You can register your car by calling 732-262-1073 after September 26th. If you don't want to decorate your car, you can come trunk or treat and be a part of the costume parade. We just ask that you please consider donating one bag of candy per trunk or treater to help make sure that the cars have enough to hand out. Every single year, we have so many people come to this event that we usually end up running out of candy, and that's with hundreds of pounds of candy that's donated from various residents, various businesses. Rage Candy, which is right off of Herbertsville Road, they donate a bunch of candy, hundreds of pounds of candy every year. And we just have so many treaters out there that we run out. So if even the treaters can bring one bag of candy and just drop it off with the recreation staff, and they'll get it to the various cars who run out. It doesn't matter how much candy I bring every single year. We end up running out before the end of it. Our fall leaf collection. This year's fall leaf collection starts on October 24th. The schedule is as follows. If your recycling day is Thursday, your collection weeks are October 24th and November 28th. If your recycling day is Friday, the collection weeks are the week of October 31st and the week of December 5th. If you have Monday recycling, you are the week of November 7th and the week of December 12th. If you're Tuesday recycling, you are the week of November 14th and the week of December 19th. And if you're Wednesday recycling, you are the week of November 21st and the week of December 26th. So please have your bag leaves at your curb by 6 a.m. of the first day of your collection weeks, and plastic bags are acceptable. Looking forward to some questions. Hopefully somebody calls in. It's 347-426-3543. We did have a question which was posted on Facebook by a Kathy who lives in Cedarcroft. Her question was basically her streets are paved, and the workers said that they would come back to fix driveways, and nobody has come back yet. How can we have this corrected? We do need to have your address so we know exactly where you are, but we did speak with the engineer on site and the contractor on site. And they are still out there. They're still, they'll be out there until next Wednesday or Thursday. But we want to make sure that you weren't skipped for some reason. But we can't accomplish that without your address. And I know you didn't want to leave your address there. But if you can private message or call, and the number to call is 732-262-1240. and just let me know what your address is. Okay, and then there's another question, which also was posted on Facebook, and it was from a John. He wanted to know if discussing the article about the water. Just so everybody remembers, the town is separate than the MUA. I kind of got this example from another mayor who said, you know, when you're talking about either the school, the town, and the MUA, a lot of people don't see them as separate entities. And that mayor, I was actually at a meeting where he was speaking, and the mayor says, well, you know, if you have a problem over a Target, you don't actually go to Walmart and say, I had a problem over a Target. And Target and Walmart are similar stores. They do similar functions, but obviously one doesn't equate to the other. And that was kind of his example that I may steal and change a little bit. It is kind of equal. So about what's going on at the MUA in particular, I was in contact with the Brick MUA once I saw the article, became aware of it, and they are going to be doing their own press release with regards to the article. So I think they have they're required to test for it. Some of the information I do have, the detection limit is 0.03 parts per billion, and that's the lowest amount that ever can be detected. And the MUA samples were 0.037, 0.033, and there were six samples that had absolutely no detection at all. So they're, you know, right at the cusp. Two of the readings and the other two of the samples and the other six samples weren't even there was zero in there. The average was 0.009 parts per billion, which is well below the New Jersey and EPA standards. The MUA feels they're confident there's no problem with chromium 6, and the detection of such minuscule amounts is a testament to testing technology that is keeping everyone safe. And again, they're going to be doing their own press release, which probably will have more technical terms in there and everything, but I wasn't familiar with it. So thanks, John, for posting that to make me aware of the situation and to be able to follow up by contacting the MUA and getting at least a little bit of information. And again, they're going to be supplying a lot more information than what I just gave you there. Let me see if there's any callers. No callers yet. 347-426-3543. So if you anybody out there, please call in. And again, it could be any type of topic. You might want to ask what my favorite ice cream is. I'm fine with that. Whatever question you may have, and it might be as important as how is the municipal budget this year. So with regards to that, we're going to talk about the municipal budget. And I know nobody asked, but I figured let's just jump right in there because the council recently adopted our budget. The township received a grant to offset cost of Sandy recovery. There was an increase this year, which was 0.9 cents per $100 of your assessment. So what that ended up being is taking a look here, it ends up 0.09. It's so over my 5 years of being a part of the budget process in BRIC, the taxes have gone up only an average of 1.5 cents a year. And that's the years prior to that, if you take the 4 years prior to that, the taxes increased an average of over 12% a year. So we're down to 1.5 cents per year. And this year is a very, very small increase. It ends up being 0.09 cents. The council was lucky enough to be able to pass that budget. It ends up being $3.67 a month for the average assessment, which is the average assessment here in BRIC is $293,600. And so what – I'm sorry. I'm getting my numbers mixed up. I'm confused on this one. I have a bunch of different papers in front of me, but it ends up being a very small assessment. So if you are – ends up being $27 on the average assessment. So what that equates to is $27 for the entire year. So if your house is worth $293,600, your taxes for the township portion – go up $27 for the entire year. So you know, it works out to a little bit more than $2 a month, because $2 a month would be $24, and it's just a little bit more than that. And that's without a cut in service at all. So your services are not being cut at all. You have the same garbage pickup, same recycling, the same great recreation programs that we have offered. And also, it's actually an increase in services because in this budget, we are allotting 4 new police officers to be hired. So our number of police officers has now gone up to 136 will be our magic number. So with the small tax increase, your services in town are actually increasing, and that's costing everybody a little bit higher than $2 a month. Still looking for some callers. Nothing yet. 347-426-3543 is the number, and I'd like to talk a little bit about brand new idea that I had here in town, and it's the first time it's being spoke of publicly, and I'm glad it's being done on the radio show, so perhaps we get more listeners in the future. And it's called the Brick Snow Corps. And we're going to be starting a new program this year, and it's to help senior citizens. So what we are looking for, we're looking for volunteers that will help clear senior citizen sidewalks and access to homes during snowstorms. So if you're looking to give back and help your neighbors, this is a great program for you. We will have more information in the near future, so keep your eyes and ears open. But I just wanted to have the first time that it was ever spoken about would be right here on the radio show, so people know there's some big things happening in town. The Brick Snow Corps, and it's going to be a really special program. I hear constantly when I'm walking around town, you know, how can I help out the community? How can I do more for my town? This is the perfect way. A lot of senior citizens have different types of problems. Maybe they're just elderly and unable to clear their own snow, or they could have some health problems, maybe some problems with their heart or otherwise. And they're unable to clear their sidewalks. They're unable to clear in front of their mailboxes. They're unable to clear their driveways. They're able to drive, but they're not able to get to their cars. So this new program called the Brick Snow Corps will have strong, healthy, young, vibrant members of our town clearing snow for the elderly and the disabled. So please, if you have any interest in that, and if you want to help us even in the volunteering and organizing stage, please reach out to us, 732-262-1240. But we're going to have a lot more information in the near future, so please keep your eyes and ears open for that. Again, please, 347-426-3543. The last thing I'm going to cover is the Traders Cove restaurant plan. It's been a topic in the news the last couple days because we had Green Acres wanted us to have an additional public hearing. We've had a bunch of public hearings in the past, including one specific towards the restaurant, but Green Acres just asked us to hold one more, which we did on Monday night. But what the plan is, because a lot of people were surprised. They didn't even know about it at all. Traders Cove is our great park, which is on Manilocan Road. And there is at that park, we have a marina, we have a playground, and there's Reclam the Bay bays that have baby clams in it, and the workers from Reclam the Bay teach the people who are interested about clams and how clams survive in our bay and how they reproduce and how they are harvested and all those great things that keeps our bay so healthy. And the new addition, it's always been discussed. So there's a bunch of different Green Acres applications that have been submitted, and each one of those have always had a restaurant component to them. And every single one of our CAFRA permit applications have always had a restaurant. We just never got around to building the restaurant. One of the reasons why, because when I first came onto council, the idea was for Brick Township to build a $2.8 million building, which was going to have a first floor, which was used by our dock master and various other entities, and to have a boater's lounge and showers and bathrooms. And the second floor was going to be a shell, and the shell was eventually going to be this restaurant. And then there was also going to be basically a little bit of a third floor, more of an attic where the dock master could actually be up higher so he can see the entire marina from there. But that was going to cost taxpayers an additional $2.8 million, and I was against that because I'm tired of spending money at Traders Cove. It's cost us so far about $21 million, which is more than Blue Claw Stadium cost Lakewood to build. And, you know, just another $2.8 million on top of that just wasn't going to fly. So I came up with the idea to have a private entity, be the ones responsible for building it, be the ones responsible for running it, get township, you know, the township shouldn't be involved in the restaurant business, so have a private entity. And we went out to bid. We put a place to ad in restaurant trade magazines and got proposals in and looked through them, and nobody wanted to do a year-round restaurant there. And we asked a bunch of the different restaurateurs why, and the reason was because not that many people are in that area during the winter, and they didn't think it could survive being open 12 months out of the year. But the best proposal that we did see was a proposal for it's a five-month restaurant. It's outdoor restaurant. The proposal was done by Chefs International. They're the same company that runs the 9th Ave Pier in Belmar, the Anchor Inn in Belmar, Lobster Shanty in Point Beach, and Wharfside Patio, and among other restaurants. And their whole idea was, let's have an outdoor restaurant, absolutely no walls. The only walls that are part of this are the walls for the kitchen and the walls for the bathroom. And those are actually known as cargo texture. And they are basically trailers. So the walls aren't even real walls. They're just trailers. In the event a hurricane or a big storm is coming, they could actually seal up those trailers and drive them away. And the only thing that will be left is the great decking that they're going to do. And the private business is costing Brick absolutely zero to develop. But Chefs International is spending just about $2 million to build this. So nothing's coming out of the taxpayers' pockets. It's totally on Chefs International to build this $2 million facility. They're willing to do that. And we actually also get $75,000 a year rent the first year, and that rent goes up 2% every single year for the term of the lease. So it's a win-win. Originally, we were spending about $2.8 million to build the building. We're no longer doing that. The company's going to build the $2 million, and we're going to get $75,000 a year plus a 2% escalator every single year. And it's great outdoor facility. It's really nice. It's sand on the bottom with fire pits and Adirondack chairs and hammocks. You go up a few feet, and everything has to be elevated now because of flood laws. You go up a few feet, and there's tables and chairs. You go up a few more feet, there's a beer garden with 20 bar stools. And you go up to a few more feet, now you're at elevation 13, and that's where the kitchen and the bathrooms are, because those are the things that have to be elevated up to elevation 13, because those are the actual facilities, meaning that's where the ovens are, the grills are, the bathrooms are, the toilets are, all that, and that's the things that have to be elevated. So they're up there. You go up there, you order your food at the kitchen. They give you a number. You sit wherever you want. If you want to sit at the bar, if you want to lay down on the hammock, wherever it is, you have a number, and the waiters and waitresses find you, deliver you your food, and there you are sitting in the sand enjoying an awesome view of Barnegat Bay while you're enjoying your meal. And again, it's costing us nothing to build or develop. It's all on Chefs International, and plus we get monthly rent. So, sorry, tonight we didn't get any calls, so not a lot of interaction. But we will be doing this again. We try to do it once every month or once every 6 weeks, and we spread it out since the last time. But we'll be hearing this show again in October, and really want to thank everybody for listening, and hopefully we'll get more callers next time. So thank you for allowing me to update you about Brick, and I'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you around town. Have a good night.